Okay.
Fine. Good morning, Rabbi Isai Sunday, Parshas Mikates, Tavshim Peva. And tonight is the Yontif of Chanukah. In honor of the Yontif, we have a special schos. Rabbi Field will share the Vertari Giv Chabura today, Binyanei Chanukah.
Okay, good morning. Thank you very much. The discussion is the height of the menorah. What is the height one should put his menorah in? Whether you're madlik, we'll see, whether you're madlik b'chut, whether you're madlik b'fnim. And the sugya starts on Chof Aleph Amud Beis in Shabbos. We're going to have to flip through the pages. That's just how the Maimonides work out. But the Gemara starts on the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara. Gomol Shetom Pishtan. If you have a camel that is full, it's carrying flax. Flax, as we know, is highly flammable. The fellow is with his camel full of flax and Rishus Arabim. V'nichnis ha-pishtonei v'soichach anus v'dolka b'neiru shalchanvani. The flax spilled into the store and caught the fire of the store owner, v'hidlik his abira, and burned down the building, balagomol chayav. The owner of the camel is chayav. Rashi says, balagomol chayav, shloi hoyoloi lahagdil b'chaviloso, shikonis lachanus. You're a pesheya. The owner of the camel is a pesheya because he overloaded his flax ad kedekach, that it went into the building and caught on fire. So the owner of the gomel, the owner of the camel, is chay. Continues the Gemara. He niyach chenveni es neiroi mibachutz. Chenveni chayev. Obviously, if the store owner left his candle outside his store and the gomel was riding in the Rishus Rabin without any issues, so then the chenveni is chayev on the building. When the building burns, the store owner is chayev. And for obvious reasons, he put a fire in Rishus Rabbah. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'ner Chanukah Potter. If the chenveni, if the store owner puts a candle outside in Rishus Rabbah on Chanukah and the building burns down through the flax of the balagomel, so then the chenveni is Potter, says Rashi. Why is the chenveni Potter? B'ner Chanukah Potter, chenveni, Shibrishus. Pirsum mitzvah hinichasham, because the store owner was allowed to put the Ner Chanukah there, because it's Chanukah, Pirsum Enisa, and therefore when the building burns, the Chenveni is Potter. Zok the Gemara. Omar Ravina, and here is where the sugya turns. Omar Ravina, says Ravina, Mishmei Deraba, Zois Oimeres, this halacha tells us, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanichoy b'soy chasor, that there is a mitzvah to put the Ner Chanukah within 10 tfachim to the ground. How does this halacha tell us this? The isak adaituch lemalu me'asora, because if you tell me that the proper place for Neiris Chanukah is higher than 10 tfachim, le'molei hoya l'chol lahaniach lemalu migomol v'roichvoy. The owner of the building, the fellow who lost his building to this fire, there's a fellow who lost his building. He should be able to tell the store owner, why did you put your Ner Chanukah within 10? You should have put it higher than a gomel v'roichvay, higher than 10, and then nothing would have happened. So from the fact that the Gemara says that the chenveni is potor, does not have to pay, tells me that you're allowed to put your fire within 10 tvachim.
From the ground.
From the ground, within 10.
How hard do you think the camel is?
Weiss the chayis 10 tvachim, but that you would have to ask a zoologist, I think, or whatever they're doing. I don't. Okay. So from the fact that the chenveni is potter, that's what the Gemara is bringing us, from the fact that the chenveni is potter, I see that there's a mitzvah to put Ner Chanukah less than 10 tvachim. Zok the Gemara, v'dilma, im mitzvah le'tuva, asi le'mnuye mi mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe. Maybe. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Dilma. Maybe, really, there's no mitzvah to put your Ner Chanukah within 10 Tvachim. There is no mitzvah. So then the Balabira, the owner of the building, should have a taina to the Chenveni, you should put it higher. No, we're not Mechayev the Chenveni to put it higher, because if we're Mechayev to put him higher, that's already a kircha, that's a pain in the neck, you have to ladders, this, you have to get up there, and he won't do Mitzvah Chanukah, Osi Lem Nuyeh Mimitzvah, he won't do the Mitzvah of Chanukah, so therefore we allow him to light lower than 10. But not that there's a mitzvah to light lower than 10. Really, you can light lower than 10 without a mitzvah.
Higher.
You can light higher than 10. You can light lower than 10. Really, you can light lower than 10. There's no mitzvah that you can higher or lower. There's no mitzvah lower than 10. The reason why the chenvedi is potter is because we're not matriachim to light bedafka higher. Because then he's going to stay away from doing the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So the Shaila and the Rishonim is, what do we do with this Dilma? Does this halacha stand? Did the Gemara knock away Ravina? Ravina, in the name of Rava, said, there's a din to light lemata ma'asar. And I see that from the fact that the Chenvenis bought it. Then the Gemara says, but Dilma, maybe not that way. Maybe there is no mitzvah. Maybe there is no mitzvah. Why does he light lower than 10? Because we're not matriachim to go higher. But there's no mitzvah to light lower than 10. So does Rav Ina's halacha stand at the end of the day or not? That's a machlikas in the Rishonim. The Rambam, if you turn the page, the Rambam, makes no mention of lemata ma'asar. Makes no mention of lemata ma'asar. Zok the Rambam, ner chanukah mitzvah lanicha al pesach based on the bachutz, very famous. So the Rambam only talks higher than 20, does not talk lower than 10. Why? Because when the Gemara said it's Vildilma, when the Gemara says maybe there's no Raya, the Gemara knocks out Ravina's din. Azoi is clear from the Rambam. He doesn't give the measurement of lower than 10. And if you look in the Rif, I didn't print it out because there's nothing per se to look at, but the Rif does not bring the Gemara. We'll see. The Beis Yosef discusses this. The Rif does not bring this whole Gemara of 10 Tvachim. Why? Because when the Gemara said Vidilma, when the Gemara said it's maybe, the Gemara knocked out the halacha. Let's see how the Tur paskin. Zok the Tur. Mitzvah lehanicha lemata me'asor tvachim. So the Tur does say, the Gemara, mitzvah lehanicha lemata me'asor tvachim, v'minicha lemala me'asor yotza, avada, if you put it higher, you don't say, avol v'minicha lemala me'asim ama afilu b'dievet le'yotza, deloi sholta ba eina v'leka persume nis. Okay, so the Tur, let's turn back. The Tur does bring the halacha of mitzvah to put the Ner Chanukah less than 10 tefachim. Not like the Rambam, not like the Rif. Explains the Beis Yosef on the first part of the on the first half of the page. Because of Aran b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, where your hand is, b'shem Rach. Because of Aran b'shem Rach, the kaim alon kiravina. We paskin like Ravina's din that there's a mitzvah to put Ner Chanukah under 10 tefach. Deloy shavkinon my day pshitu luhu lerava v'ravina. We don't leave what's simple to Ravina and Rava v'naktinon my day itchi b'gemara b'hach dilma b'alma. This dilma b'alma, this fact that the Gemara turned the halacha on the dilma, we don't paskin like a dilma. No pasuk like a dilma. The halacha is like Ravina and Rava that there's a mitzvah to put Ner Chanukah less than 10 tefachim. V'chein posak Rabin Yoina v'lozeh hiskim Rashba v'chein kosav harosh v'zeh l'shoina. Now this rosh is very important. Says the rosh, Av al gav didochi lei, even though the Gemara was madcha. The Gemara pushed away Ravi Nizraya, right? Vidilma, the Gemara pushed the Raya away. Mitzvah la nicha la mata ma'asora. Kidika omar Ravina mishmeid rava. Vigam ika pirsum anes tvei kishihi la mata. Didavar ha'osri la'or ein derech la nicha kolkach la mata. The Rosh is saying a reason why there's a mitzvah to put it less than 10 tefachim. Why? Because if when you're lighting a house, when you're using a fire to light, where do you put it? Higher or lower? Right? The lights are higher. It shines, it gives a ravchus, it spreads over the house. So a light, you put higher than 10. But here, we're talking about mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Zokter Rosh, you know why we paskin it should be lamata ma'asara? Because then you're showing that you're lighting for Chanukah. You're not lighting to light your house. When a person lights his house, he lights higher than 10. But over here, you're lighting for Chanukah. Therefore, we paskin like Rava and Ravina, that has to be dafka lamata from 10 tefachim. The dover ha'osri la'or in derech la'anicha kolkach lamata. Therefore, it's less than 10 tefachim. Continues the Rosh. Continues to be so. He said, "V'chein posak b'pirush Rabbeinu Chananel u'mitzvah la'anicha lamata ma'asora. V'chein posak smag u'smak." Okay. A whole chevel of Rishonim paskin like the din of Ravina. There's a mitzvah to put ner Chanukah less than 10 tefachim. What's the only reason we have? The only reason we have is the Rosh, who says that when you put it less than 10 tefachim, you're showing it's a Chanukah light. It's not a house light. Continues the Bishuzes. V'horiv v'horambam ishmitu hod mitzvah la'nichol amata ma'asoro. Like we said, the Rif and the Rambam leave out this halacha. Since the Gemara said it's Vidilma, that's it. The halacha is out. Like Kaimulon Kavose. Umikom Morkaim Leinyin Maisa. Says the Beis Yosef Halacha La Maisa Nira Shitzorich La Anicha Besoy Chasora. At the end of the day, it's a Machlekes Rishonim, but the halacha is a person should put his menorah within 10 tefachim to the ground. Why? All the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Smak, all the Rishonim, all that has to be Lamata Masora. Ula Riv Rambam, Mitzvos of Bain Besoy Chasora, Bain Lamala Masora. And the Riff and the Rambam don't care. They don't care. They're not against putting it less than 10, right? They don't care. You can put it less than 10, above 10. Hilkoch Lamevad, Kimitzvos, Alibu, Dukume Alma, Odif. So might as well do the mitzvah, the kule alma, which is under 10 tefachim. Now, this last piece is important. The af al pisha mordechai kosav. The achshav shehergilu lanicha bifneim. Nira de'en kepeder lanicha lamala ma'asara. Deloi pirsum, deloi... The ika pirsum, like... Oh, the Ika Pearson, yeah. Says the Mordechai, maybe we light inside today, right? We light inside. So anyway, there's Pesume Nisa to Bnei Abay, so maybe you don't have to put it within 10. So says the Mordechai. Zokta B'Yosef, no. Me'achash Rabbeinu Sosam Dvarov, since the Torah said the Halacha Stam, the Torah did not differentiate between inside and outside. The Torah said the halacha stam, mashma de leishoni le, be miniach bifnim, le maniach bechutz, v'chei nardu lasis abedaktikim. There is no chiluk between inside and outside. The Torah was not mechalik. Therefore, wherever you light, zok to be so safe, the menorah should be less than 10 tefach. Now, it's very clear when you read through the Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef is not ironclad on this din. He said, might as well. The way he set it up, we'll get to Shulchan Aruch in a second, but the way he set it up in the Beis Yosef is might as well. That's what he said. He said, since those Rishonim hold it should be Lamata Masara, like Ravina, and even the Rambam doesn't care, so might as well get all the Peskin. It's a might as well to kedim. That's mevor in the b'seisiv that way. And therefore, there are many achrayim that hold that you don't have to put your menorah under 10. If you go to your next page, not the other side, the page that has the levush on it, the Eliyarabba, if you look at the levush on top, the levush starts where the hand is, u'mitzvah lahanicham lemata me'asara tfachim, afilu l'didon shemadlikin bifnim, this is like the b'seisiv, dikeshu lemata me'asara nikr bohem l'chol shein persumei nisa tfeh, didogro ha'osu la'or ein derech. Okay, so the Levush has the same reason as the Rush. The reason why you should put it less than 10 Tfachim is because then you're showing it's not a house light, it's a Chanukah light. So the Levush paskins it should be less than 10. Now, if you go down to the bottom of the Ali Rabba says, Tmiani, She'ino ilum nizar bazeh. Apparently the Ali Rabba looked around, and the Ali Rabba saw that people did not put their menorahs under 10 tefachim. Why is that? I, the halacha, says you should. Says the b'seisiv. Says the Ali Rabba. Shuv digdakti b'seisiv v'darkit moshe shekosav v'chei noyag in kol ha-medaktikin deloike Mordechai shekosav delididon in kepeda. Not like the Mordechai who says that nowadays we like bifnim, there's no problem. Mashma de medaktikin dafka noyag in kein. Avoruba de Alma Sanchnala Mordechai says the Eli Rabba, Roiv of the Oilam and Sanchan the Mordechai, that since you light Bifnim, no, there's no more din of Lamata Masar Tfachim, not like the B'Shir Yosef, not like the Levush. Void, Holo Rivo, Rambam ain't Kapeda, Kamashikos of B'Shir Yosef. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't care, even outside. The Rambam doesn't care if you light it higher than 10. Says Ali Rabba, only the Medaktikim put the Menorah less than 10. Now, this is not the end of the world, right? This is not the end of the world, because even the Beis Yosef didn't etch it in stone. Even the Beis Yosef didn't etch it in stone. The Beis Yosef said, might as well get all the Rishonim. I saw on Shabbos the Marsham in his Das Torah also writes this way. The Marsham says, "V'rak amedaktikim noagu deloika Mordechai avoroi v'olim samchu ala Mordechai." When you light bifnim, there's many achronim who say that you could put your menorah l'malam asar. Again, this is not like the Beis Yosef and not like the Levush. So what's the halacha? If you turn the page, we'll have the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Shulchan Aruch Sivva. Which we'll get to in a moment. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it. But the Shulchan Aruch, although in his Beis Yosef, it's clear that it was azah extra credit type of thing in the Beis Yosef, L'maisen Shulchan Aruch, it says, mitzvah l'hanichoy, l'mata ma'asar tfochim, no difference bifnim, no difference b'chutz, always there is a din to light the menorah less than 10 tfochim. That's how it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah says this way also. If you go to the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, right under the hand, we'll get to the hand in a moment, l'mata ma'asar tfochim, there's a mitzvah to put the menorah l'mata ma'asar tfochim. Right, that's the reason of the Rush. That's, by the way, the only reason we have in the Rishonim. The reason why you should put it less than 10 is because then you're showing it's not a house light. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, natur sosa bazer, right? This was the Beis Yosef's taina. Very good, the Mordechai. But the tour brought the halacha in all instances. Umashma the spirit lay day in the chalik bazer. V'chein neigin kol amidaktikin kamoshikos the Beis Yosef. V'imdor ba'aliyah. is negeos. Minicha b'chaloyin shu letzadim shusam rabim. Afilu imachaloyin gavoya yosim asor tfochim mikarkoyis aliyah. Okay, if the only place to light is higher than 10, avada yoyetze. The Shulchan Aruch says yoyetze. You can light higher than 10. But says the Mishnah Berurah, but v'im yesh leishnei chaloynos echad lemalo ma'asora ve'echad lemata ma'asora vada yadichena b'chaloyin shu lemata ma'asora tfochim. Poshet. So the Mishnah Berurah wants you l'chatchila like the Shulchan Aruch, l'chatchila one should light his Ner Chanukah less than 10 foch. As I state. Avad, if you have no spot like that, the Mishnah Berurah says, if your chaloyim is only lamala, avada. But if there is an instance that you could light lamata masara, avada, that's the right thing to do.
Why is the measurement you got choice the aliyah, not from the course of the outside?
So that's, as you probably know, a big sugya, and it's a big machlekes in the achrinim, what to do people who live in a high rise. And the consensus of the poskim is like the Mishnah Berurah says, bifrat. Most, if you have a
other houses that are
yeah, if you have a
Pisumenisa from
yeah, if you have a building the same height next to you, a Pisumenisa. But again, what we're bringing out from the Mishnah Berurah is that it's very clear that the Mishnah Berurah wants you to light Lamata Masara, like the Kipshute of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you have such a window that's Lamata Masara, that's where you should light. Okay, we'll get back to the halacha in a moment, but I want to go to a separate halacha now. If you go back to the other page of the tour, the tour that matches with your levush, there's a hand by Marami Rutenberg. Right now we discussed the sugya of Lamata Masara. Now we're going to discuss the sugya of Lamala Migimel. Lamala Migimel. Now I have no Gemara to share with you about Lamala Migimel, because there is no Gemara that starts Lamala Migimel. It starts from Marami Rutenberg, where your hand is. Says the Beis Yosef. Well, actually, let's first see the end of the tour. The last two lines of the tour. There's a hand there. For Rav Meir Merutenberg, Hayim Medaktek, Lahanicha, Lamala, Mishleisha, Tvachim, Ulamata Masara. Now, Lamata Masara is very clear why he did it. We just went through the sugya. In fact, the Bach has that for Akasha. Why does the tour have to tell me that the Maram lit Lamata Masara? It's clear from many Rishonim that you light Lamata Masara. But the Iker Din of the Maram over here is that you write if you light Lamala Megimel. Let's see the Bishus. V'orab Merutenberg or Yibidaktik Lanicha Lamala Megimel Tfachim or Lamata Masara. Kain Kosa V'amordechai V'perek V'mimadlikin V'taimoi. Why? Why can't I put my menorah on the ground? The Maram Rutenberg says it has to be Lamala Megimel. V'taimoi, D'chol Lamata Mishleisha Ke'ara Smichtya Damya. Putting it within Gimel is like putting it on the ground. He doesn't say the words Lovud. Putting it on Toich Gimel is like putting it on the ground. Continues the Beis Yosef. Oyemanicha Lamata Masara Matam Shinizbar. Right? Why did he write it? Why did he put it less than 10? Like we just explained. The Lishavkin on my Depshiti Lulav and Ravina, Vinakdin on my Deitcha Begimara Bederech Dilma. Okay? As we learned. Okay. So there's a din from the Maram, not Medina de Gemara. There's a din from the Maram Rutenberg to put your Menorah higher than 3 Tvach. Why? The Beis Yosef says, Ka'ara Smichta. It's like putting it on the ground. Now, what's the problem with putting it on the ground? What's the problem? Say again?
No piercing.
No piercing. Okay. Bizarre. You're saying good? Bizarre. Says the Bach. What's the bizarre, by the way?
On the ground.
I hear the emotion in your voice. I did see in Reb Shmuel Sefer that he says you shouldn't put it on the ground, you should put like a piece of paper there and then put it on. So, okay, I hear. I hear.
Okay. It's not nicker down there.
Say again?
It's not nicker
down there. Oh, so let's see the Bach. Now, the Bach's kasha here is not negeh, really, us. The Bach's kasha is, like I just mentioned, why did the Maharam Mirutenberg have to say, why did the Beis Yosef have to say that Mirutenberg let lower than 10? Of course he let lower than 10. That's the Gevaldik Abitzi. You get all the Paiskim that way. That's his kasha. That's his tema. Ha, nicha dash be'inun delay nicha lamaka nasar tvachim delay itmacha. I understand why. Why the Beis Yosef told us the Maharam Mirutenberg? Because it wasn't taught yet, right? It wasn't taught yet. V'asal Ashbinim, this is what we want. The Afar Gavdi Nicha Bekoiso B'Tefach Hasamuch LePesach. Kiran De Pachas Mishleisha Ke'aras Michta Dami Ki'ilu Hiniach Bekarka Ve'inikr Shebalabayis Hinicha Shem. I'll take suggestions exactly what this means. Well, you know what? First, let me read the Levush, and then I'll take suggestions. If you go to the other side of the page, your Levush, where we left off, the Levush says, Avo manicha lemala mishleisha, right, a few lines down where we left off, you should put the menorah lemala mishleisha, dechol shu lemata megimol ka'aras michtidama ve'ein abriyes mashkichin alav v'leka persume nisa. Now, that's what I heard over here. That's what the Oilam was saying. The Oilam was saying that less than three tefachim, what does it mean, aras michta? It's like lying on the ground. What's the problem? Says the Levush, it's too low. There's no persume nisa. There's no persume nisa when it's on the ground. As I state in Levush. Clear. Like a persume nisa. Now, the Bach's words are, ki'ilu aniach bakarka ve'inikr shebalabai sinichasha. Is that the same as the Levush? Everyone said no? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Because Rabbi Kleiman in Kleivitz Halachas learns that it's the same thing. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shikivanti, I don't think it's the same thing. Okay, you look there. But he learns it's the same thing. What is the Bach saying? What does it mean? Kila de pochis mishleisha ka'aras michtidamir ki'ilu aniniach bal...
Maybe it fell there. Somebody dropped the lamp and it fell.
Good. Any lashon like this is what he's saying. The way I understand it is anybody puts things on the floor. What's outside? You throw things on the floor. You don't know whose it is. It could be mine. It could be the wrapper I just threw on my way in. It could either be mine or it could be yours. It's not nicker.
Why does it have to be nicker?
That's the mitzvah pursuma. I did it on purpose.
Wait. So you just put it the same as pursuma nisa. You just said the word pirsum. That makes it already the same as the levush.
Doesn't we also talk about chashash marasayin that it have to be noticeable that you lit? Like if you have two.
Yeah. There is a din of chashad.
That's what it sounds
two
like.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's that. It's not nicker that it's. It's not nicker that it's Neiros Chanukah. That's what he's saying. It's not pursuing Nisa. People put things on the ground. People throw things on the ground. That's not how you do a mitzvah. This is not Medina de Gemara. You have to understand. This is not Medina de Gemara. This is Maharam Mirutenberg. The Maharam Mirutenberg felt it shouldn't be less than three tefachim. Shouldn't be less than three tefachim. Either because there's no pursuing Nisa like the Levush, or... because people put things on the ground. It's not Neiros Chanukah. It's garbage. That seems to be what the Bach is saying. Now, the reason why I'm making a big deal about it is because I'd like to use this machleik, what I believe is a machleik, is the Bach and the Levush. Again, this is the loyke Rabbi Kleiman. I don't believe it's Rabbi Shmuel. I believe it's Rabbi Kleiman. That he learned that the Levush and the Bach is the same thing. I don't think there's a difference. Why? Because if you go to your Mishnah Berurah page, next page over, the Mechaber Paskins like the Maharam Mirutenberg. Meinichoi, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sivvav on top, Meinichoi lemala mishleisha tvachim. Meinichoi lemala mishleisha tvachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavav, lemala mishleisha tvachim, The chol lemata mishleisha kiilu hiniach bekarka veinikur shabalabais hinichosha. Now, if we're correct, and it's not me, it seems to be, I think everyone in the room said they believe the Bach is saying different. If we're correct that the Bach and the Levush are different, the Mishnah Berurah is paskening the time of the Bach. In fact, the Sharitzin says it's the Bach. Those are the exact words of the Bach. It's like you put it on the karka. People put their garbage on the karka. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Umikol Markoin b'dieved yotza prichadosh. The Prichadosh says, and I didn't print out the Prichadosh because the Mishnah Berurah is copying and paste. That's what the Prichadosh says. B'dieved your yotza. If one puts his menorah less than three tfachim, he's yotza b'dieved. He's yotza b'dieved. It's not me'akim. However, if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on your next page, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins kaimalon. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, pirish hadlaka ya mitzvah, shas hadlaka tzuchin liyas aneris mukayim en aruyon, uvishir aroyi, lafuke yam edlika lamata megimu tfachim, oy lamala mechof ama, v'achakach kein shtolka is inichum mukayim en psulin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that less than three is ma'ak of the mitzvah. You're not yoytze. It's a tremendous chiddush. He's not the only one. If you turn the page, there's a sefer called Shulchan Shlema. Now, this is not a well-known sefer, although the Mishnah Berurah brings it kama. That's how I know from the sefer. It's a small sefer. It's not a regular size sefer. The real sefer is a small sefer, but there's a lot of chiddushim in there.
Who's the author?
Shlomo Zalman, Mirkashi, Ben Yudalib. It's Mishnah Berurah brings this sefer quite often. I don't want to say the truth is it's not every page, not near every page, but Mishnah Berurah brings. I'll tell you a halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shulchan Shlema. That's very negeah. It's very negeah. The Mishnah Berurah brings that if a person. If you're a shliach tzibur in a minyan mitzumtzum, I see it's quite negeh. There's a minyan mitzumtzum, and you're a shatz. And kuf chavdal, it's kuf chavdal. The Mishnah Berurah brings this. So the shatz should daven b'tnai a tfilas nedova, because maybe you're not going to have 10 people answering. It's a minyan mitzumtzum, exactly 10 people. The Mishnah Berurah brings a shulchan shleima. That the shliach tzibur should daven b'tnai that it's a tefillas nedava in case there's not 10 people answering. Mishnah Berurah brings this from the Shulchan Shlema. I think that's the first Shulchan Shlema Mishnah Berurah brings. Anyway, says the Shulchan Shlema, mitzvah la'anichay lemata ma'asor tfachim, and if you go to the end, he says v'minicha b'dieved lemala ma'asor tfachim yotza. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Shlema hold that you're not yotzei b'dieved lamata megimel. Now you said it's a pella. It really is. It's really a pella because there's no gemara. This is a din from the Ram Rutenberg. Either according to the Bach, because it looks like it's garbage on the ground, or according to the Levush, it's no Persume Nisa, but it's not Medina de Gemara. Now,
so we don't hold the Yenid today, as well as that.
Say again?
Nisa. We don't hold the Yenid with Persume Nisa, as well as that.
Well, again, the Beis Yosef said, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that there's no Chiluk Bifnim and Bachutz, really. We only use that when necessary.
It's a different din of Pesumei. That's what he means.
Akoponim, I surmise, I think, this is what I think. I think, how did the Kitzur, the Shulchan Shlema, come up with such a halacha? The Maisa, it's very sure. You go through the Sugi, it's very sure. So if you go back to the page of the Mishnah Berurah, it could be, they read this in the Mechaber. Could be the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Shlomi read this in the Mechaber. Because if you read the Mechaber says, Menichoy lemala mishloi shetfachim, um mitzvah la'anicha in l'mata ma'asar t'vachim, v'minicha l'mala ma'asar t'vachim yotza. It could be that the kitzer learned that since by 10 the Gemara gave, the Shulchan Aruch gave the halacha and what to do if it's the other way, in other words, your yotze, and by the matam migimot tfachim, it said it definitively. It doesn't say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, ve'im manicha lematam migimot tfachim.
Yeah, then you go
for it. I'm trying. Don't even ask. Whatever you're going to say, I agree with. I'm trying to give Epis a Hezber. Also, the Shulchan Aruch's Meinichai is definitive, yet it says Mitzvah La'Nichai. Maybe that's how, but that's not either good, because the Gemara used the words Mitzvah La'Nichai. I'm not sure. Could be that's where they got it. Because the Shulchan Aruch gave a flip side by the Halacha of 10, and the Gemara didn't give a flip side by the Halacha of Gimel.
And he goes weiter and he negates all that.
Say again?
Then he goes weiter and he says, L'mayla ma'asar me'amal yotzer.
I hear. L'mayla is very shmer, because even the Beis Yosef, who brought this Mordechai, says the words medaktikin. Right? If you go back one page, it says, in the Torah written, Rav Meir Marinberg had a medaktik la'anicha l'mala. It's very shmer. It could be that's how they read the Mechaber. I'm just not sure. Could be that's how they read the Mechaber. That since the Mechaber didn't get a flip side, so it's ma'akar b'di'evit. I'll cop on him. Listen, a person should be choshish for it. Why not? I mean, be choshish for the Mordechai. Don't like, if you don't have to, don't light l'mata megimel. The Shulchan Aruch brings it. But to say that you're not yoytzei, is the chayra a chiddush gadol? To say that you're not yotzei is a chiddush gadol, and the mishmur already brings that you're yotzei b'di'eved zichar. If you want to light again, you don't make a bracha. I mean, that's poshut. Okay. Now the last thing we have to discuss, which I would have never discussed it, but I see the achrayim discuss it, is when we talk l'mata me'asara, which is the l'chatchil l'kedim, or the Mala Megimel, which is the L'chatchila D'Gedin. Are we talking about the Menorah? Are we talking about the light of the Menorah? Now, we'll see in a moment that the Achrayim who discuss this all discuss it only in the Din of L'mata Masar. In the Din of L'mata Masar. And in the Din of L'mata Masar, it's Pashut that we're only talking about the Shalheves. It's Pashut. You don't even have to say it. Why? Because what's the only reason we have? What's the only reason we have why you should light L'mata Masar? The Rosh said, because L'mata Masar looks like a light. It looks like you're lighting your house. So obviously, what are we talking about? The Shalheves has nothing to do with the Menorah. Has nothing to do with the Menorah. And if you look in your Shulchan Shleima, on the Shulchan Shleima page, he says, on the first line, Mitzvah la'anicha l'matam ha'asar t'fachim, v'nir li kivin ha'loko isa mitzvah t'orch, she'yadloka l'matam miyud t'fachim, pirish ha'or. He says it clear. Pirish ha'or, and your next page, which is the Chavis Yoyer in Mekor Chayim, the Chavis Yor, where it says Sivvav, there's no arrow. But if you look where it says Sivvav, it says L'medaktikim yiyu gam roshe neirois l'mata miyud. Now, I don't think when he says medaktikim, he's talking about the roshe neirois, he's talking about the whole din of l'mata me'asara. Because all as we saw, it's a nice thing to do, it's not a must. But he also says, when talking l'mata miyud, it's pashut the neighbors. Pashut the neighbors. Because you want to show it's not a house light. But none of these achrayim, or no achrayim b'chlal, I haven't seen. No one discusses, what about l'mata megibbel?
Why should it be any different? Talking about the
Oh, so why should it be any different? So this is where I think that there's a machlekes, the Bach, and the Levushin, the reason. This is where I think there's a reason the machlekes, the Bach, and the Levush. If you learn like the Levush said it's a Pursumay Nisa in you. Pursumay Nisa. So then Avada, your Menorah could be Lamata Migimel. Just the Shalheves should be Lamala. Because it's a Pursumay Nisa Dikadin. But the Bach didn't say anything about Pursumay Nisa. The Bach says you don't put things on the ground. People put their Chafetim on the ground. Right? That was the Lashon of the Bach. The Lashon of the Bach is Kilu Nicha Bekarka. Ve'inikha Klasha Balabais in Nichasham. It could be anyone's. It got thrown on the ground. Ve'inikha Balabais in Nichasham. And you could have put it there. I could have put it there. So that referred to the Levush. The Chayra. Again, the Loiki Rabbi Klan. But it's not a vort. It's a vort if people put their Chafetim on the ground. Okay, so that's the Menorah. That's the menorah itself. It has nothing to do with the fire. People throw their garbage on the ground, Kiyu. Azavort, the Bach is saying. So that has nothing to do with the lights. Then one should be machmir, that the menorah should be lamala megim. And if I'm correct...
Which fire the menorah?
The entire menorah. Right.
The entire menorah.
Because people, yeah, because once it's Bekarka, that's a throwaway out. People, it's Meniah Chafotzim Bekarka.
You have a 6-foot menorah, you should not put it on the floor.
Correct. Correct? Correct?
Yeah.
It's a machlik. If you learn it's a machlik, it's a machlik. And if I'm correct, just one moment, if I'm correct, the Mishnah Brura brought the reason of the Bach, not the reason of Levush. The Mishmur said, you should put a lamala megimel tfachim. Why? The Mishmur quoted the Bach word for word. The Mishmur said, it said, kon chavav ki'ilu anich bekarka ve'iniko shemalabayis inichosham. That's not a person maybe said the gedin. That's a din that people throw things on the ground. So if we're correct that there's a machlekes, the Bach and the Levush, the Mishmur process like the Bach, and the whole menorah should be lamala megimel. The whole menorah should be lamala megimel. Cain near Ali, that's what I think. Hayotim idvarenu ledina. Hayotim idvarenu ledina.
The menorah itself and the Mishkan goes to make this.
Okay, so there's a famous Seder Ayoim, which I didn't discuss, the Ali Rabba brings it. There's a famous Seder Ayoim, which is a Rishon, that brings that should be Lamala Masara because of the din of the menorah and the Mikdash, the Ali Rabba brings it. Other Achronim bring it, but it's not in the Beis Yosef. It's not in the. In the line of how the halacha comes out, per se.
Where was that menorah sitting, though? In the base of English.
What do you mean?
On the floor.
It was on the floor.
Right.
It's mivur. It's on the floor. I understand. That's why it's not brought down. It's a seder I know that way. But it's not the Beis Yosef, the halacha svarim, so to speak. I don't mean that negative. But it didn't come down through the shalshalos halacha. The Ali Rabba brings it, and the Ali Rabba knocks it out. I am the Ali Rabba that we have printed here.
All right.
So right, correct. Correct. So halacha lemaisa, mamish halacha lemaisa. As we know, in all shiurim there's a machlikis, b'chaim Noah and the chazanish, and the merchik is quite big. Now we're talking about a mitzvah derabbanan. So l'chayra, there's no chumra if you don't live in Bnei Brak to be machmir the shita of the chazanish. So din derabbanan. Agam b'tzchaviv v'chulei, but it's a din d'rabbanan. So Chaim Noah's 10 tefachim is 31.14 inches. Okay, it's in again many places. By the way, what is 10 tefachim? It's again, you know, walking in front of people, davening, whatever.
Maybe a chumra for some people. It's harder to get it so low.
Oh. So 10 tefachim.
Chaim Noah would be a chumra for people.
Chaim Noah would be a chumra for some people.
And the Hanami.
So the Chazan Ish is
40 inches.
Much more. I don't remember right now what the Chazan Ish is. No, it's more.
10 Tvachim?
It's only 40 inches. Yeah. The only difference is 9 inches. Okay, it's 40 inches. So the Chatrila, So a windowsill. So if one light, if this is someone's house, that's perfect. That's lamala megimel, and it's less than 10, as long as you have mishkan rebbe gemara.
This table is over 30 inches.
Oh, so that's not a lechatchilah beginning. Now again, there's a Mordechai that even the Mishnah Berurah agrees that the Mordechai bizman hazeh, there's a difference, but lechatchilah, even the Mishnah Berurah said, even the Bishr Yosef said, lechatchilah, the Torah made no difference between us, between Bifnim and Bachutz.
You have to put like on a stool or something.
Oh, and that's, see, I used to have a little menorah. A little, like, my kid would have just a little menorah. And then the wonderful boys bought me a fancy menorah. This is recent. How many years ago? Maybe 7 years ago. And it made me problems because of this. It's much higher. But what we do is you put a little stool, and you put it on a stool. That's lamala megimel. It's not complicated. Now, you have to be careful if you have little kids running around. And I don't do it if you have little kids running around. There's no question. Or you do what I did when I had little kids. The truth is, when this happened, I didn't have little kids running around anyway. But even if you do, you smack them up and tell them not to go down. I want to be yoyt to lechatchila. Then don't do it if you have kids. But lemaisa, it's kedai to do. I mean, it's before shin the halacha that the whole menorah, if we're correct, the whole menorah should be lamala megimel, not just the shalheves. If you hold like the levush, then only the shalheves would be lamala megimel, because levush says presuming nisa din, but lemaisa the bach I don't think says like that. The bach says it's a chafetz and bekarkatik issue, and the mishmur brings the bach's reason. The whole menorah should be lamala megimel. And if you're able to, again, depending on the size of your menorah, if you have to put it on a stool, that is the lechatchila de gedir. I'll tell you one of the eitzah that I once told someone, but the women don't like it so much.
Sure.
The glasses add a height. That's just the metzius. If you want to be yoytzeh this din of lamala ma'asoro, which is proper to do, of lamata ma'asoro, which is proper to do, so you're talking about literally a game of inches. Right? I mean, you have windows. The glasses add height. If you light in the menorah, and the Olam knows this, all the Achronim talk about this, whether the glass is megareya on the mitzvah of Hidur, or what does the glass have to do with the menorah? And the Lomdim say you should have that glass that can't stand by itself. This way you need the menorah. And there's a Gantz Lomdus in this. Right? If the glass stands by itself, then you're lighting in the, right? If you have a glass at the bottom of it, right? Is round enough, it could stand by itself. You're not lighting in the menorah, you're lighting in the glass. So you don't have the hiddur of the menorah. So get a glass that has a sharp bottom like this, it can't stand by itself. You're lighting in the menorah, the ganz along this. But soif kol soif, it's a game of inches, and if you light in the menorah, you could be mekayim, the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Just the woman complaining, it gets very oily and it's hard to clean, and chashtei. But lemaisa, when you're talking about a game of inches, that could be an eitzah. That could be an eitzah depending on the height of your menorah. To light in the menorah, you gain 2 inches when you use a glass. If you light in the menorah, it could be mekayim in the din kihiduroi. Okay.
Shkaya.